Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of January 17th, and a look ahead at your Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. An online crime map was introduced by the Cranford Police Department this week. The map displays crimes reported in the town and lists them by type. Residents can also get email reports sent to them. The Cranford Clergy Council and Interfaith Human Relations Committee bestowed the Martin Luther King Jr. Distinguished Service Award to Skip Winter Thursday evening during the 39th Annual Commemorative Service. Winter was recognized for his multiple efforts over the years to help the disadvantaged. Friday is going to be sunny but cold, the high in the low 30s, but with the wind chill, it will feel as if it's only in the teens. Friday night's low dips to the upper teens. A winter weather advisory is in effect starting Saturday at 10 a.m. and continuing until 1 a.m. Sunday. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches of snow Saturday and temperatures around the freezing mark. Temperatures will warm overnight and the snow could turn to rain before ending. On Sunday, it's expected to be sunny with a high in the mid-30s before temperatures drop in the afternoon. The girls and boys swim teams take on Westfield at the Centennial Avenue Pool Friday afternoon, starting at 3:45. The Union County champion wrestling team will be in Roselle Park for a match. On Saturday morning, the wrestlers travel to Middletown to take on multiple opponents. In the afternoon, the boys' basketball team will face Voorhees in a road contest. Saturday evening, the hockey team plays Nutley in West Orange. A blood drive sponsored by the Cranford Police Department will take place Friday from 5:30 until 8:30 at police headquarters. On Monday afternoon, the 7th Annual Service Fair in honor of Dr. King will take place at the First Presbyterian Church between 4:30 and 6:30. All community members are invited to assist with assembling packages and other hands-on projects to benefit homeless youth, the elderly, veterans, and more. For more events and details, visit Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.